The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
This is part two of a two-part series. Donna Hanks, Voices of Our Elders, the Bajamoan Project, on KKWE.
When I first started high school, I learned what prejudice was. And I knew racism existed. I just didn't realize what it was because earlier, in my earlier years, we kind of separated from dark skin and white skin. Light skins were always together, and dark skin kids were always together in White Earth. And I didn't realize that was racism or prejudice until I went to high school. Then I learned what prejudice was, because all the whites, they thought they were better than all us dark-skinned Indians. So, and some of the light-skinned Indians fit in with them, but for us darker skins, we didn't fit in at all. So that's where I learned what prejudice was. After I came to Minneapolis, it didn't matter too much because we moved to the Phillips neighborhood, and that was mostly all Indians down here at that time. That was 40-some years ago. Prejudice. Yes, I still feel prejudice, but I don't know if my children do. I said something to them. I think it was my youngest daughter, Cheryl, one day when they went to an Indian school called Four Winds. And so I asked her one day if she got to be with the dark skin or the white skin. And she didn't really know what I meant. She said, I get to be with the white skin. Because she was lighter than my other children. So I said, oh my God, what did I do? I just taught her about prejudice. So, because they were born and raised here in South Minneapolis. Where I grew up in a real strict family where girls weren't allowed to do certain things, but it was okay for boys to do it. In fact, it kind of made them a man if they did it. And girls couldn't do it because girls weren't supposed to do it. So, go out with guys, I guess. We weren't allowed to date anybody. Where if the boys went out with a girl, it was okay for that. And then me and my four sisters, we were always together. Bee, Bones, Chucky, and myself. When we went in the evening, we had to go together, and when we came home, we all had to come home together. We had to be there. And we weren't allowed to go spend the night at anybody's house. My dad would say, you got a bed, you got to sleep in it. But our friends could come spend the night with us, but we couldn't go spend the night with anybody else. I think my dad was so afraid that we were going to end up pregnant. So then he didn't want that for us. So we had to be home every night. My father did seasonal work, and we got welfare. Real poor. I think we were one of the poorer families in White Earth. Yes, I knew we were poor. We, as children, we never even had a bike to ride. But we all learned how on our best friend's bike, so we all knew how to ride bike at least. But we never owned one. Like ricing, cutting pulp. What else did you do? Picking potatoes, I think. Yeah, he was the best ricer in White Earth. I remember that. I don't always know who his partner was, but he was the best ricer. That's where we got all our school clothes, all our winter clothes, when he went ricing. Mom did a lot of canning, and we had a great big garden. So we had to pull weeds and help plant and just take care of the garden. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, because it was a huge garden. We grew corn, potatoes, peas, green beans, onions, carrots, radishes. We didn't do too good with our cucumbers. We could never grow good cucumbers. We planted them, but they didn't grow very big. So I don't know what was wrong with our cucumbers. I used to go picking a lot of raspberries. And my mom would can raspberries and blueberries and peaches. So we had those all winter. No, I never did. I watched her and I probably could do it, but I've never tried it. Yeah, then she made a lot of homemade bread. She knew how to make about five different kinds of homemade bread. I watched her, but and I can make fry bread now, but I haven't been making it all my life. In fact, I learned from my younger sister how to make fry bread. But I did watch her, and I got a good idea how she made the bread. If I tried it, I probably could learn over time with a little experience. So we had a lot of fry bread. We had a lot of soups because there were so many of us. And, I didn't like that vegetable soup she made. And I was a picky eater. And now I'm paying for it because I got a grandson who's a picky eater. My mom always had to make something special for me because I wouldn't eat everything that everybody else ate. So, like that vegetable soup or corn on a cob. I like corn, but I would never eat it off the cob, and to this day, I still won't. I don't know why. It smells good, it looks good, but I just won't eat it off the cob. I'll eat it if I cut it off, but... Okay, my piece of wisdom would be to the younger people to stay in school. I know a lot of Native people wait until they're 40 years old to start doing anything. So that's what I told my children, the three younger ones. Don't wait till you're 40 years old. You're young. Start doing something now. And then the other one would be stay off the pills. That's such an epidemic that it seems to me like they get on them. They never get off those. I've seen it, and I don't like it, and I think it hurts people, and that would be my advice.
For the full series of Donna Hanks and other stories, visit prx.org or negradio.org.
funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.